This is St. Louis Public Radio. About 300,000 people descended on Tullamore, Ireland last month for the National Plowing Championships. And while there were competitions involving tractors, a lot of agricultural innovation was also on display. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Alton made the trip to the Emerald Isle and reports on why St. Louis's ag tech community is paying attention to Irish startups.
It's hard to overstate how big of a deal the National Plowing Championships are in Ireland. The Irish Prime Minister attended, the Minister of Jobs, and lots of other dignitaries, including the U.S. Ambassador to Ireland. Kevin O'Malley stopped by what's known as the Ag Innovation Arena. He's wearing a business suit, green tie, and wellies, the rubber boots that are an absolute must at this event.
Exhibitors, farmers, people involved in the industry will be here. This is a very, very big event in Ireland.
A big business.
Absolutely, for companies from all over the world and apparently for a company from St. Louis. How did I work that in? That was interesting.
You see, O'Malley is from St. Louis, and in his last 2 years as the ambassador to Ireland, he's hosted two delegations from his hometown. That included a couple of organizations intensely focused on startups, BioSTL and the Yield Lab, both of which came to this year's plowing event for the first time.
I have never seen anything like this. It's just unbelievable.
Brian Clevenger is a managing director at the Yield Lab, an incubator that invests in and mentors ag tech startups. He's got a special interest in Irish companies because the Yield Lab is expanding its program into Galway next year.
We looked around at a variety of different places to have a European footprint. And I got to tell you, Ireland blew us away with how aggressively and how clearly they wanted us to be here in Ireland.
A big part of that is through Enterprise Ireland, a government agency that helps fund and promote Irish startups globally. CEO Julie Cinnamon says for a country of just 4.5 million people, it's critical that Irish startups get to foreign markets.
If the products are not really innovative, why would anybody buy them? And I often say, people don't buy products from Ireland because we're nice people. We are nice people, but they buy them because they solve problems and they actually really do something different.
And she says that's evident in the companies taking part in a pitch competition Enterprise Ireland co-sponsored.
What's going to happen this morning is that we are going to have the pitches from six companies, and I've met all of the companies and they really are interesting.
The winner is a company called Magro, which uses a magnetic system to retrofit crop sprayers for more precise pesticide application. Surprisingly for an ag tech entrepreneur, CEO Gary Wickham has never been to the plowing championships before.
I wish I could say he was here for 10 years. No, but this is my first time. Yeah, so first time successful. So we're a very happy team. Yeah, so we're going to enjoy ourselves tonight, I think.
Those evening networking events, like this one at the famous Tullamore Dew Distillery, are more than just fun. They help Irish startups connect with groups like the Yield Lab and BioSTL that could help them get a good foothold in the U.S. Outside the distillery, BioSTL CEO and President Don Rubin says the plowing championships have been a great opportunity to see what Irish ag startups have to offer.
This week turns out to be the perfect week to be in Ireland, exploring the strengths of Ireland's ag tech innovation, technology, and really their entire agricultural infrastructure.
BioSTL has already helped four companies from Israel put their U.S. headquarters in St. Louis through its Global STL initiative. Irish companies could be setting up shop in St. Louis next. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.